Hey, this is Leo Cologne.
And this is Rebecca Cologne.
This is a Parents Initiative podcast, and we want to thank you for joining us.
We hope that this could be used as a tool that will create an awareness in you as parents to take the initiative in becoming and being the parents that God has called you to be.
For us, it's not about being the perfect parent, but it's about each day making progress, each day moving forward and becoming a better version of yourself.
So you can give others the best version of you as a spouse, parent, family member, and friend.
Welcome to the 28th episode of the Parents Initiative Podcast. This is your host, Leo Cologne, and unfortunately, my beautiful bride is not with me today for this episode. She is actually on a retreat with some women, and she's having a good time, and I'm glad that she's able to do that. So you are stuck with me, unfortunately, for this episode, so it's all good. It's all good. So I hope that you took the time to listen to our last episode. If you haven't yet, I encourage you to do that because we gave you some insight on how to approach the new year, 2020, and happy new year to you. And I hope that you took the time to listen to that because we actually applied that this past, I think it was Tuesday night with our kids, and we sat by a fire, had some time of reflection, some time of thinking about what we would like to see happen in 2020. Our kids verbalized that. And then the following morning, we had them write it down. And now what we're doing is we're going to post it, put it somewhere around the house. And if you follow us on social media, we shared some of those with you. And now we are leaving it at a place where our kids can see it and they have something to look forward to throughout the year. And we also shared ours. And if you haven't had the time to do that, it's not too late. Really, it's never too late to do that. I'll encourage you to take the time to spend that time with your family because it really was a special time for us. So I want to congratulate you for taking the time to do this and to listen to this. It really will be an asset to you, and I hope that it will encourage you. And I want to remind you that Parents Initiative truly is all about creating an awareness. We're not here to tell you what to do as a parent. Most people don't like that. I sometimes have issues with that, and it's just the way that you say it that I have issues with. So we come from a very loving place, and we really want God's best for you, and that's what we're about, man. We are about creating an awareness that, hopefully you're aware of some things that there's this awareness within you that you know you need to do something, and you begin to take the initiative, and that's what we're all about, that you begin to take some action, begin to make some improvement. And sometimes we find ourselves at a place that we're not really aware, but then you're like, oh, that really does a good job of helping me to see that, hey, I need to change this area, and that you begin to take steps towards that. So we're only better together. So this episode, I'm going to share what I read in a recent devotion. It was actually this morning. It's a Friday morning as I'm recording this. And so just bear with me because it's kind of fresh on my heart. And it's something that, obviously we are already aware of. And I'm sure that as I go on with this, that you're going to be aware of it as well. But there's a scripture in Romans chapter 12, verse 9. And I'm going to read it out of the New International Version. It says, love must be sincere. Hate what is evil. Cling to what is good. Love must be sincere. Hate what is evil. Cling to what is good. So this devotion is kind of breaking down how this individual and their family, they are very careful to be aware of what they watch on TV. And not just what they watch on TV, but also what they read and what they listen to. And he goes to say, part of God's given responsibility as parents is to keep evil from gaining access. For God designed the home to be a godly sanctuary for the family because we don't want evil to affect our family. Guard what is viewed on the television in our home. Some say that our approach is narrow, but the Apostle Paul clearly instructed all believers to hate what is evil. To hate what is evil. So he goes on to give this in-depth study of what the word hate means, and it describes an intense dislike, an aversion, or repugnance to something. And listen to this, a person who hates something so extremely that he literally backs away from it in disgust. A person who is repulsed by something that he does whatever he can to avoid it at all costs. So, I want you to think for a moment, is this something that you try to avoid at all costs? Evil. You know, kind of think about the things that you listen to, the things that you read, the things that you watch. And I mean, do you have like this very strong hatred for those things? You know, I wish I could tell you that that was the case for me. And just reading this and reflecting on this, like, really made me to really think about this. Like, do I have some areas in my life that I've kind of compromised in, some things that I really need to focus on and really to let go? Because obviously I hope that your goal, one of my goals every year is to get closer to God and to help me to become aware of things, the things that I need to change, things that I need to work on. And am I doing that daily? And this kind of got me to a place of reflection, because as it goes on in here, he says, the word evil is anything that is full of destruction, disaster, harm, or danger. Anything that is full of destruction, disaster, harm, or danger. Not only which is dangerous to the physical body, but it was also in which is dangerous to the spirit or mind. So it's not just talking about physical, you know, things. It's talking about our mind and our body and our soul, right? So Paul is urgently telling us that we should have no tolerance at all for anything that would endanger our bodies or that would do any damage to our mind or spirits. You see, if your spirit and mind are invaded by information or images that are evil, the entrance of those images into your mind and spirit could wreak havoc into your life for years to come. Your mind is like a movie screen, and what you allow into your mind lives in your imagination for a very long time. Let me say that again, for a very, very long time. And I could definitely vouch for this. You know, growing up as a teenager, I had some sexual addictions due to pornography. And let me tell you something, those images haunt you for quite some time. And if you're not careful in what you watch and what you listen to, those images will rise up again. And that is something that, you know, I've even been more cautious of for several years now, is being careful, even watching reality TV or watching specific programs on TV, man. If it puts me at a place that causes me to think things that I shouldn't think, I just stop watching it. Me and my wife, we used to be huge fans of Survivor, and it's not necessarily a bad show, but as for those of you that do watch that show, sometimes they do show some compromising situations, and they also show some images that are not best suited for certain people, especially people that have struggled in the past. And I can't watch it anymore for that very reason. I just choose not to. And there's other things that I choose not to watch because of that, because I want to refrain from those things, and I don't want to find myself at a place where I compromise once again. So you got to do what you got to do. You got to avoid it at all costs. You know, so we have that responsibility to also protect our kids, for seeds not to be planted into their minds, right? Into their souls, into their spirits. Back to the devotion. So what are you to do instead? Paul goes on to say, cling to what is good. Cling to what is good. It means to glue or to cement something together. And I love this, a permanent connection. It cannot be separated. A permanent connection that it cannot be separated. And that word good is the Greek word agathos. And it describes anything that is good, beneficial, or profitable for you. Anything that is good, beneficial, or profitable for you. Now, I know that some people have their argument that some things do not bother them. There are some things that they could listen to some things that they could watch, and it really doesn't do any damage to them. But, you know, I'm the type of person that I kind of disagree with that. Well, let me say this. I do disagree with that. I think that we should do our best to kind of protect our minds and protect our hearts, protect our spirit from things that are not good for us, that are not beneficial to us. To each his own, right? And you don't answer to God for me. I have to answer to God for myself. And I want to encourage you that you do whatever you can to protect your home, to protect your kids. Now, obviously, there are some things that you may find yourself doing that are not age appropriate and for other kids, and I get that, you know. But you still have your responsibility protecting your kids from those things. And as they get older and mature, then you could maybe allow them to do certain things. I'm not talking about anything that is immoral. I'm sure you know my heart and where I'm coming from. There are some things that I will let my 14-year-old do and not let my 8-year-old do because they process things differently. They know how to handle things differently. So I'm very careful and I'm very observant of that. But for you, I want to encourage you that you set the tone, that you are aware of what they're watching, what they're listening to, what they're reading, that you do your research and you protect them. And I love that he kind of gave a different interpretation of that scripture, and he kind of broke it down. And this is what it says. You need to refrain and be disgusted with anything that would bring evil and harm to your physical, mental, or spiritual life. Instead of giving place to those destructive things, why don't you put yourself forward, your whole self forward, to become more joined with which that is good and profitable for you? It goes on, there are so many good things that you could be watching, reading, and listening to, so make the quality decision to shun, to refrain all that is evil, and cleave to what is good. So, for those of you that have older kids, I mean, obviously when you have younger kids, there really isn't a need for explanation, even though I do encourage you to give an explanation. You know, sometimes my daughter will say, you know, hey, why can I do this? And I say, well, it really isn't beneficial to you, right? This is something that you don't need to be doing right now. This is something that you don't need to be watching or listening to or reading, and it's just something that you need to stay away from. It's not good for you. But when you have older kids, I think you need to put them at a place where you ask questions. You ask them, hey, what do you get from this? How is this beneficial to you? What good is in watching this? Like, if you were to sit back, what would you say is bad about watching it? And then we've talked about this several times, is that you're learning how to ask the right questions. You know, my son, if I found him watching something that I don't think is really good for him, I would ask those questions, and I would make him aware through the questions that I ask that this is probably not best suited for him. And then he will make that decision. And it wasn't my decision, but actually he would think, hey, this is my decision. If I want to be closer to God, I can't watch this. It's going to affect me in a negative way. So it's doing that, taking the time to do that. Yes, it takes work. But then they take more ownership and more responsibility, and they're less likely to do it again later on. They're more than likely to say, hey, when they're watching something, I need to change this channel. I may not need to listen to this song. I may not need to be reading this. And it's about creating that awareness within them that they decide on them. They decide what's best for themselves. And they hate what is evil, and they cling to what is good. So I hope this encourages you and challenges you, and I hope that you take the time to really kind of reflect on what you allow to happen, maybe even for your own self, that you're going into 2020 saying, you know what, I want to cling to what is good. I want to refrain from what is not really beneficial for me and my marriage and my home. For those of you that are married and for those of you that are single, just beneficial for you. What's beneficial to you? So, once again, I congratulate you for taking the time to listen to this. I hope this is something definitely that you could take some things from. And if we could do a couple things for us, that we'd really be appreciated. If you could rate this episode, take the time to rate it. review it, share it. If you have yet to join our community on Facebook or Instagram, we'll love for you to join us. Just look up Parents Initiative. You should be able to easily find it and invite other people to come along. There are those of you that are in different circles of friends and family members that you know that are maybe having a hard time as parents. And it would say a lot for you to them if you personally took the time to invite them to join us. So if you would like to have Parents Initiative come and be presenting your church, Bible study, or an event that you're hosting, be sure to contact us through our website or social media pages, and the link is found in the show notes. Until next week, you guys have a great week.
We thank you for joining us today, especially those of you that are faithful supporters of Parents Initiative. It's because of you we are able to put this together.
If you'd like to become a supporter, you can click on the link on the description to give now or go to parentsinit.com and scroll to the bottom of the page and click on a donate button, where you can give a one-time tax-deductible gift or be set up to give monthly.
If you enjoyed this podcast, you can subscribe, you can share it with your friends, you can click the share button, take a screenshot, share it on your social stories, and tag us at Parents Initiative. Thank you so much for joining us today.